phone. Let's get to the book review now. Phil Vine, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thanks. Sally Rooney, such a popular author. Tell me about Beautiful World, where are you?
Much, much excitement about this book, Catherine. A lot of hype, a lot of expectation, and that's just from me. So I'm a big Rooney fan, as you might have guessed, and I've been hanging out all year for this. I'm not alone. So her second novel, Normal People, came out in 2019, and the online mag Vox said it sucked all of the air out of the room, that Normal People was the only book that people who talk about books wanted to talk about. If you haven't read it, then chances are you've come across the TV adaptation by the same name, Normal People. It's been streaming on TVNZ here. And I am delighted to report that Beautiful World, Where Are You?, Rooney's third, might be her best offering yet. What's it about? Well, nothing really. That's the peculiar thing about Rooney's work. Like, a bit like Tarantino's earlier films, not a lot actually goes on. Yeah, you feel like you've lived 100 lives by the end of it because of the richness of the interior monologue. So we study the minute comings and goings of four Irish millennials out of sorts and sort of in love, and they're punctuated with emails between the two women, the protagonist, Alice and Eileen, who examine the tiniest artifacts from each other's fraught love lives with their blokes, Felix and Simon. It's not as heteronormative as it sounds. Alison and Felix are openly bi. Then, without a breath, the emails suddenly switch to grand theories about system collapse and the discontinuous present. The book hangs on this tension between the extraordinary and the ordinary. Alice telling Eileen, humanity's on the cusp of extinction, and here I am writing about sex and friendship. The first chapter begins with a Tinder date between Alice, who's a novelist, recovering from a breakdown, and Felix, who works in a warehouse and is barely literate. He never reads books. And this encounter is so ineffably commonplace, and the writing's so removed and disinterested. It almost seems as if Rooney is bored from the get-go with her characters. And this cleverly creates this tension for the reader, because you feel undersold, I suppose, on intensity, and it just makes you lean in to the story. And soon Eileen's emailing Alice with fervour about the late Bronze Era, where civilization completely broke down, great cities were destroyed, and literacy all but died out. She wonders to Alice whether this is our fate, with what with climate change and COVID and everything else, our civilization will also break down like it did in the late Bronze Era. These are huge ideas hidden like little Easter eggs in a garden of mundanity. Rooney's looming sense of the near dystopian, it kind of reminds me a little bit of Don DeLillo and Ali Smith. And one of her characters' early observations I felt was especially pertinent, locked down as we are here in Tamaki Makaurau. So Eileen suggests that our continuous present has been replaced by a discontinuous version that changes every 24 hours with the news cycle. She says, every day has become a new and unique informational unit, interrupting and replacing the informational world of the day before. To me, this perfectly describes that reset effect of the daily updates from the Beehive Theatreette. And she questions, Eileen, whether art and culture, which requires a neutral setting, can actually survive this. So Normal People was regarded by some critics as a bit of a socialist polemic, and those critics will undoubtedly be aggravated again. She goes there again, Alice walking back from the convenience store. She's worried about the backbreaking work on plantations and coffee farms, all the burning of fossil fuels that culminated in her little handful of shopping. And then she says, I mean, the lifestyle they maintain for us is not even satisfying. So it's quite a melancholic book, and the themes swing from the personal, the things that I think are meaningful turn out to mean nothing, Eileen says, and the people who are supposed to love me don't. To the political, looking at the internet, I don't see many ideas worth dying for. But the overarching feeling you're left with is one of great hope, finding meaning in the ordinary. Eileen wonders whether we should be more concerned about the collapse of civilization or our mundane loves and losses, those city-states, the technology, the cultural advancements might be just rising and falling naturally like tides over history, while the meaning of life remains the same, just to love and to be with other people. And that, for me, is the crux of the novel. Rooney had a lot to live up to off the back of Normal People. Fortunately for all of us, again, she's left us breathless. 4.5 stars.
Excellent. Thank you very, very much. Phil Vine has reviewed the latest by Sally Rooney. It is called Beautiful World, Where Are You? It is published by Allen & Unwin and $33 the price.